You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Carolina and I think the best food shopping guideline you can possibly use is this simple phrase. Listen carefully. High profit foods are the unhealthiest. Think about it. Well, here to talk you through this truth is Kimberly Lord Stewart. She's author of one of my all-time favorite books, Eating Between the Lines. Kimberly, thanks for being in our kitchen today.
Thank you for the invitation.
Oh, we love it when you come. It's always a delicious time. But here is the question. Connect the dots. Why is the unhealthiest food the most profitable?
You know, it gets down to supply chains and, you know, food manufacturers and fast food companies. They've worked all this out. They've figured out how to get food to their grocery stores and to their establishments in the cheapest way possible. And I've been doing a little research on this since you asked me to talk about this. And when we say we can't afford to eat healthy food, you hear it all the time. Oh, I can't afford to eat healthy. Yeah. Well, a study was done in 2013 by Harvard, and they figured out that it costs 29 cents more per serving to eat healthy food.
Whoa.
Wow.
Really?
So, yes, 29 cents a serving. Now, by healthy, they defined healthy as fresh fruits and vegetables, more fish, and more whole grains. And then there was a little bit of dairy thrown in there and some red meat and lean poultry and that sort of thing. But on average, it costs about 29 cents more per serving to eat a healthy meal. But the cost of eating unhealthy is about $8,000 a year in additional health costs, lost productivity.
Oh my gosh.
So you have to ask yourself, okay, that 29 cents actually works out to about $500 a year per person to eat healthier.
Wow.
So if you amortize that over the whole year and you look at the other side of it, you have to say, can I really not afford to eat healthy?
That's true, Kimberly. This study that you talked about, I saw that, and it put into question what a lot of us as dietitians have been saying for a long time, because we have always said eating healthy is not more expensive and that we should all be able to do it, and there are tricks and tips on how to make it cheaper. But I thought the study brought up two things. One is the people who thought it was more expensive judged it should be like dollars more expensive. And if you think about it, 29 cents per serving more expensive, people buy lattes that are $7. So, you know, that it really, to me, in the end, I thought it was still a positive result, to be honest with you. Because 29 cents to me, you know, a lot of the people that are using money as an excuse can't say 29 cents was the deal breaker for them. We definitely have to worry more about our low-income families and how are we going to help them to, you know, not continue to fall for this strategy that the market has used for profitable food being so unhealthy and, you know, so true that we pay the price later. So, you know, I guess I want to know from you, not only if you agree with this point of view, but also what kind of tips can we give people to make sure that it isn't much more expensive to eat healthier these days when shopping at the grocery stores?
Right. Well, I completely agree with you that it's a matter of choice, and it's a matter of how you choose to spend your money. When we're talking about people who are at most risk, low-income communities, of which I work with quite closely, there are issues within those communities, and there's a lot of things going on right now to help improve access to healthy foods. Double SNAP benefits at farmers markets. There's all kinds of Cooking Matters has a great program with Share Our Strength that teaches people how to cook healthy on a budget. I love that program. So, and the work that the Ellen that you do with Kid Critic really drives that home too, teaching families how to eat healthy. And it is possible. It really comes down to choice and understanding how to grocery shop and how to find those bargains. And you're going to have to shop at multiple stores. You're going to have to really seek out those bargains. And then you're going to have to plan ahead. And that's probably the hardest part for most of us raising kids. We're working. It really requires some careful planning. And it's much easier to grab that packaged food and throw it in the microwave or run through the drive-thru. It's about ease and convenience and time. And so when you actually look at the cost of processed food, the farmer only gets 14 cents, okay, for any food, really. The farmer gets 14 cents of every dollar that we spend on food.
Wow.
So the rest of that money goes to the marketers, the manufacturers, the transportation, goes to all of this other infrastructure. So it depends on how you want to spend your money. I would rather spend my money supporting the farmer directly than paying for all of that.
Yeah, you just go to a farmer's market.
Right. Or even just buying directly right from the farm. Farmer's markets, depending on where you are, can be quite expensive.
Oh, that's true.
You know, sometimes they're very elitist, and I have a real problem with this. But if you think about it, 14 cents goes to the farmer. So who do you want to support?
Yeah. All right. So how, you said go directly to the farmer. How, I understand the farmer's market can be not a cost-saving approach. So how do we get to the farmer? How do we buy direct?
So when I look around my community, I've been finding farmers who've set up their own markets. So it's right there on the farm. You show up. They have what it's there for the day. Some of them are based on an honor system. You just throw some money in a jar and you walk away with what you want to take home. Double SNAP benefits are another great way to stretch your food dollar. So a lot of farmers markets around the country are offering double SNAP benefits. So for every dollar you spend, you actually get $2 worth of produce, which goes a long way.
Yeah, that's fantastic, especially for the lower income family. And I think you're right, Kimberly. I think getting the right food combined with the right recipes and tips and tricks to alter your lifestyle, because out of all my years counseling and helping lower income families, usually the question becomes, you know, they're all working sometimes 2 to 3 jobs to support their families, and cooking, it's a luxury. They all say they love to cook, but there's no time.
Right.
So combining very simple recipes, foods that they can eat fresh and on the go, and that are easier for them to manage to make at home as a family is really the key. So I think it's a combination of everything. I agree with you on that. It's interesting to me that the farmer's market here, I caught that when you said, you know, you have a real problem with it being for the elite group.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd love to hear more about that. Unfortunately, we're running almost out of time, but I agree with you. I grew up in a country where farmers market were called feta, and it was for everybody. As a matter of fact, the grocery stores were for the elite.
Right, exactly.
So it is kind of backwards
here. Same, right. In Italy, it was the same when I lived there. In my community, we're actually starting a low-income farmers market for our Latino and Hispanic community. And the farmers are really excited about it, and they're going to be selling us the produce at a reduced cost that we can pass that on to the consumer. But Carolina, you know, a plant-based diet, which is really culturally significant to a lot of people, is the way to really cut back on your food expenses.
You're right, and that's the tip I want to leave everyone with today. Plant-based protein is cheaper than animal-based protein. There's a whole lot of benefits that goes with that for the environment and your health as well. Look for more from Kimberly on wellwise.org. And remember, you can always listen to us on RadioMD.com. And in the meantime, eat well and stay well.